From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Hurricane Michael in October was the strongest storm to hit the mainland United States since Hurricane Camille in 1969. Michael was just shy of Category 5 strength. It made landfall in Mexico Beach and cut a path of destruction through 10 North Florida counties, killing at least 47 people before heading into Georgia. Recovery in the Panhandle and elsewhere is still ongoing, but disaster relief for the affected counties was not included in a spending bill recently approved by Congress. And that has many North Florida lawmakers angry. We're talking with Congressman Neil Dunn, a Republican who represents Florida's 2nd Congressional District. That's the eastern part of the Florida Panhandle, along with much of the Big Bend region. The district is anchored in Panama City and includes many of the suburbs of Tallahassee. Congressman Dunn, thank you for joining us. And on a personal note, I think I speak for many people here in South Florida, where a lot of folks are still recovering from Hurricane Irma. When I say we absolutely feel the pain of your constituents still trying to recover from Hurricane Michael.
Thank you very much, Christine. I really appreciate your sentiment. It's been a bit of a blow to my district.
When you discovered, Congressman, that the spending bill did not include more Hurricane Michael disaster relief, what went through your mind?
I was deeply disappointed by the appropriations bill that was brought forward without any disaster emergency funds. We all knew that this needed to be done. Everybody was completely ready. And by the way, we had worked out a deal for a standalone appropriations bill, emergency appropriations bill for the disaster. And instead, it ended up getting a poison pill attached to it at the last minute, which was deeply disappointing.
What exactly was the poison pill?
Oh, it had to do with the continuing resolution to keep the government open and block the wall funding, things like that.
Can you give us a sense of the kind of damage this storm did, not only to individuals and families, but to whole industries in Northwest Florida?
I certainly can. 37% of the economic activity in Bay County, which was the county it made landfall in, is dependent on Tyndall Air Force Base. And Tyndall Air Force Base went down 100%. Every mission closed, at least briefly. We've brought some of those missions back, but we cannot operate our F-22s out of there, and it was the world's largest F-22 base until the hurricane came along.
Now, the spending bill recently approved by Congress does include money for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. How much does that help hurricane-ravaged counties in Northwest Florida?
It does help us. However, the scale of this disaster is so enormous that the FEMA money we have simply will not cover it. We have more debris than any storm has ever caused in the history of the country. And, of course, all of the military repairs to our Air Force base, our Navy base, even the Coast Guard base, those are not covered under the normal appropriations bills or FEMA or HUD.
Now, it was recently decided that settlement money from the 2010 BP oil spill will be used to help 4 Northwest Florida counties with anticipated property tax losses caused by Hurricane Michael. The payout would be about $15 million. Also, Florida's tourism marketing arm is awarding about $860,000 to communities that sustained heavy damage. But is that enough?
No, it's a generous thing to do, and it certainly helps these county governments remain open and serve their people. But that isn't even pennies on the dollars of the loss. 30% of all the homes in my home county are uninhabitable. Almost a third of our police force remains homeless. I mean, the damage down here has to be seen to be believed.
Congressman, have you been working with lawmakers from other states?
So glad you asked that question. I should have pointed out earlier, this disaster supplemental is not just about Hurricane Michael. It is indeed entirely also about every other disaster that happened in 2018, including Florence, which wiped out Camp Lejeune, and the California wildfires, which did more damage than any year ever has in California. Also, the Alaskan earthquake and the volcanoes in Hawaii.
We've been talking with North Florida Congressman Neil Dunn from Panama City. Congressman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.